From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker called Wednesday for EU member states to resettle 160,000 refugees escaping from war in Syria and elsewhere, but is running into opposition from countries objecting to mandatory quotas. "The Europe I want to live in is illustrated by those who are helping," Juncker told the European Parliament. "The Europe I don't want to live in is a Europe refusing those who are in need." The Czech and Slovak governments held firm in their opposition to the country-by-country quotas, Juncker said, are needed to cope with Europe's worst immigration crisis since World War II. Under the plan, Germany, France, and Spain will take in the most, followed by Poland, the Netherlands, Romania, Belgium, and Sweden. But the quota idea is controversial and adamantly opposed by Hungary and other Central European states. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says any future talks with the U.S. will only deal with issues related to the nuclear deal reached with world powers and not any other areas. In a statement on his website Wednesday, Khamenei said, "We approve talks with the United States about nuclear issues specifically. In other areas, we do not and will not allow negotiations with the U.S." He said negotiations on other issues would only provide an opportunity for the U.S. to influence Iran and impose their will. Opponents see the deal as too friendly to Iran by leaving much of its nuclear program in place while unlocking billions of dollars that some fear will be used to support terrorism. The U.S. and its allies have long suspected that Iran was using that program to build nuclear weapons, a charge Tehran denies. This is VOA News. Islamist rebels have captured a major airbase from government forces in Syria's northwestern Idlib province, according to Syrian state television and a war monitoring group. The state TV report on Wednesday announced the military retreat from Abu Duhar military airport, where the extremist had imposed a nearly two-hour-long siege. Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the al-Qaeda-affiliated al-Nusra Front and allied Islamist groups are now in control of nearly all of the facility. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Tehran will not negotiate with the United States on any other issues following the recent deal on Iran's nuclear program with Washington and five of the world powers. With more on that story, Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
The crowd applauded Ayatollah Khamenei's views on world and local affairs after listening to his positions toward the United States and other countries he referred to as enemies of Iran.
America is a big devil. This big devil is a very powerful word.
The Ayatollah Wednesday called the U.S. the Great Satan, as he has done since he came to power 26 years ago, insisting Islam warns against cooperating with the devil. Bani Sadr says Iran's leaders play a double-faced game, claiming to be hostile to the U.S. while secretly cutting deals with it, which include U.S. acceptance of Iran's theocratic regime and a larger regional role if it abides by U.S. policies. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Myanmar President Thein Sein has met with ethnic rebel negotiators, urging them to sign a nationwide ceasefire deal before the country's November general election. Wednesday's meeting is the first public appearance by the president since the official start of the campaigning for the November 8th polls. The ex-army general met with representatives of five of the more than a dozen rebel groups that have been participating in the negotiations for nearly 2 years. The government and rebel groups disagree over exactly who should sign the ceasefire. Thai police say one of the men arrested in connection with last month's Bangkok shrine bombing has provided more details about his alleged involvement in the attack. The suspect, Yusufu Mireli, has admitted to handing a backpack containing a bomb to another man who was believed to have left it at the shrine moments before the blast. That is according to Thai police, who on Wednesday led Mireli on a public reenactment of his alleged activities August 17th. And that was the day the blast took place and it killed 20 people. Officials have said that Morelli's DNA was found in a Bangkok apartment. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.